Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, after a couple of weeks of drifting almost aimlessly without a rudder, the grain markets have stabilised at last. The slight recovery and now stabilisation have come on the back of stronger buying and hopes of the euro support package actually working. London wheat futures last night sat at £145 for January, with current movement spot pricing at around £140. A further factor is the weather, with heavy rain affecting crop quality in Australia and drought across some of Eastern Europe. Now, today we're looking at a new threat to the Scotch beef industry. It comes in the form of a trade deal with South America. Here's Penny Johnston from NFU Scotland to explain.
This trade deal has been on the card for quite some time, so all part of Europe trying to sort of exchange trade deals, which they hope will bring further economy into the Eurozone, looking at primarily exports of technology-type products.
So we're talking Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, that kind of area. Do you think that Scottish shoppers will actually accept this? We've done our best to promote British and particularly Scottish. You know, we've got salt eyes everywhere on the shelves now. It's going down really well. This is a real step backwards, isn't it, surely?
It is a step backwards. We've got good, high-quality Scottish product on the shelves. Unfortunately, that high-quality product often comes at a price. And if we start importing some of the beef from these countries, they don't have the same standards of production that we have here in Scotland. They don't have the same environmental standards, employment standards. Some of the health conditions of the animals are not the same. It is highly likely that these animals will have been fed on GM products. And this is one of our arguments we've had all along on the GM argument, that in saying that we can't feed GM product to our livestock, you're driving up the cost of production because we have to buy the more expensive non-GM products. Yet there is no blockage and there is no limit on importing food that has been allowed to eat these products.
So the choice is quite plain. If the deal goes through, you can buy cheap GM-fed beef from South America with its low welfare standards and growth hormones and big food miles, or pay a bit more, but know that it's come from a known source and a grassland farm that will be probably identified on the package, and it will have been bred to the highest welfare standards anywhere in the world. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 to 12:40, with more MFR Farming.